taking an integrated management approach to predator control. This is Managing for Profit on Brownfield Ag News for America. I'm Dave Russell. Managing for Profit is brought to you by Kloss. Go to harvestingworld.com for the latest inventory of used combines from the Kloss dealer network or call 844-OWN-USED. Speaking at the ASI Eastern Region Predator Control Workshop at Ohio Sheep Day, Michael Marlowe, wildlife biologist with the USDA Wildlife Services Program at Fort Collins, Colorado, talked about livestock producers taking an integrated management approach when it comes to predator control.
And so using an integrated approach, it's not just using non-lethal methods. It's not just using lethal methods. It's actually recognizing that it takes many tools in a toolbox, and it's the combination of those that typically see the greatest results.
And I was going to say one of the points that you emphasized a number of times in your presentation was that there is no silver bullet.
That's correct. Yeah, history has shown us and research shows us that an integrated approach is typically the best. You know, our goal would it'd be great if we could actually eliminate all predation on livestock, but that's just not probably going to happen. So this way it reduces and minimizes that impact to the producer, and so by taking that integrated approach, it gives everybody all the tools available, and that's what we find to be the best solution.
So where does a producer begin if they're starting to have some predator issues?
Well, like I mentioned today, there are agencies out there such as ours, USDA Wildlife Services. We're the federal leader in providing answers to wildlife conflicts. But you also have your state, university extension services, and you have your state wildlife departments. And so three good areas to, focus your attention initially. There are a lot of good resources, just like with anything else, you can find a lot of resources on the internet, but I'd recommend speaking to a wildlife professional who has expertise in resolving those types of predator conflicts. But, like I say, if they want, they can contact our agency and we'd be happy to help them, find the right resources to help, reduce those types of impacts.
Bottom line, Mike, for those in attendance here at Ohio Sheep Day that sat in on the predator control workshop, what do you hope they'll take back to their operations?
Well, kind of what I've reiterated, in my presentation, be creative, be innovative, talk to your neighbors, cooperate, and realize there are we're all in this together.
Wildlife biologist Michael Marlowe. I'm Dave Russell, Brownfield Ag News for America.